I was just thinking, really, as I started my podcast today, about David Cameron and his appearance in the United States on the talk show, and whether it's really important to know your history. I know the poor man's got a lot of flack and getting a bit of abuse about that. Well, we on Seek the Truth often refer to history because what has happened in the past is so often a basis and a foundation for how we behave in the present. Now, that is true when it comes to economic cycles. Those of you in business will know that economic cycles cannot be ignored. There are trends, there are ways and routes that certain events take us, and certain things seem to repeat in certain sequences, and so we learn from history. The same goes for military warfare. Certain actions and politics as well normally precede certain events, and so it is a wise thing to learn from history. Somehow we seem to feel that it is very much the philosophy of today to live only in the present, and we tend to forget what happened in the past. When it comes to Christian things, which is what this podcast is really about, the Bible has a little statement that is very, very significant. It comes up a number of times, the word remember. There's a little obscure verse in the Bible and it says this: remember Lot's wife. Lot was a man who was living in Sodom and Gomorrah, if you remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Because of their gluttony, their laziness, and their immorality, God was going to judge them, and Lot and his wife are told to run, leave the place. Don't go back, don't look back. Lot's wife had a lingering look out of a longing desire to be back where she lived, and as a result, God had to judge her because she disobeyed him. But there's another beautiful verse in the Bible that says this: remember Jesus Christ of the seed of David, raised from the dead according to my gospel. And it is an amazing fact that Jesus Christ should never be forgotten, because he died upon the cross to deal with human sin, to deal with our irregularities and our wrongdoing, to meet the demands of the highest authority in the universe, God Himself. He died, Christ died for our sins. And on the third day, He rose from the dead. He was raised to prove that you could be right with God, that your sins could be forgiven. And the writer Paul says, remember Jesus Christ of the seed of David, raised from the dead, according to my gospel. Never forget. And never fail to draw the benefit of sins forgiven, of peace with God, through confessing your sin to God, through trusting in Jesus Christ as your Saviour. I trust you will. Please listen to more of these messages on seekthetruth.org.uk. Trust that you'll have a good week. Thank you for listening.